All right. Well, I'm going to terminate this. I think it's been a healthy discussion. I would just encourage, I think, to each one of the subcommittee members to write down their list of deficiencies and write down their ideas about how those things could be eliminated. I don't personally agree with the fact that there's so much nefarious activity going on, at least from at the level of the LSD. I could be wrong, but a number of people were dropped from the call, including myself near the end. That could be a deficiency in Maestro, but all these things as facts, and not what we want to make of them, but as facts, they need to go into that formulation.
What? They need to go what?
Somebody muted him.
Hello? What? Hello?
Robert?
Probably my flip phone. Can you hear me?
Yeah, they need to go in and then you cut off.
It's probably my flip phone. I'm probably going to have to buy a better phone or something. Anyway, maybe the PMD's decisions will make this all moot. So for now, just try to collaborate, I think, on some of that. And maybe, you know, we're sounds like we've got most of the information. We just need to firm it up. Okay, can we take the second motion now?
Wait a minute. Nancy has a question.
Go ahead, Nancy.
I was not allowed to get on this call. I got a recording greeting that said your number is not allowed to you're not allowed.
Okay,
to
Nancy, I've had that.
My question.
Go ahead.
My question is, okay, you're not supposed to be talking back and forth. You're supposed to be
referring. All right, Nancy, please go ahead.
Okay, my question is, while I was trying to get on, it was like a good 10 minutes, were there other people that were not allowed to get on? That got
yes,
that
I was.
Voice?
Yes, I was one.
Anybody else?
There are others. I've had that two different times.
Michelle, I'd like to add something to that quickly. Because,
all right, go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, thank you. I think the conspiracy, sometimes I found it, especially with some of our longstanding members, like Adriana, that we've known that they have tried to gain the system to keep her from speaking. But some of us need to understand that some of these off-brand companies that we use for cell phone coverage, they don't allow you to use certain conference calls. They don't allow you to access certain platforms. And whether you know, if you're with Verizon, you're with AT&T, you're with Sprint, you tend to have less problems. But when you go to T-Mobile, when you go to all these other off-brands, that's part you're creating a problem for the system that you're trying to access. And secondly, I think we're also with Maestro, I'll give them some credit, that's on an Internet platform. It's probably VoIP, and with this COVID-19, the Internet has been overwhelmed with usages, and the bandwidth have been depleted to some extent because parents used to have a throttle and used to have take their apparatuses from their children. Since school's been out 24/7, they're just letting them be on all times of the day, all times of the night. So a lot of this is not conspiracy. It's technology.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, all that should go on the subcommittee's list for consideration so that the best choice can be made in light of it, and leave that open, of course, to anything new that we should encounter. Can we take the second motion now?
Mr. Chair?
I want to move on.
I know, Mr. Chair, what you want, but if you don't mind, we have Marian Martinez already produced the past meeting. Before we keep going, can we approve the draft minutes that you did, and then we keep discussing motions?
What, you're asking me a question?
Yeah, we're supposed to
because that is supposed to be on the agenda before we go to any other options.
Okay, well, we can do that. Does anyone want to discuss the minutes from the last meeting that Marianne has on the agenda?
that we approve the minutes of May 3rd, 2020.
Does anyone object to the approval of those minutes? All right, those minutes are approved. Now can we take the second motion? Thank you, Adriana. Can we take Venetia's motion, please? Venetia, are you there? Does everyone hear me?
Did you say Venetia?
Yes.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Is Venetia there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Can you...
motivate.
Can you speak... Yeah, can you motivate or speak to your motion a bit?
Sure. If anyone has questions on progressive stack, maybe now is the time to ask, but certainly I can motivate. So, a lot of women, a lot of folks of color have been kind of socialized to not speak up and to take the back seat. And, vice versa, a lot of white men typically are the ones that speak up and dominate the conversation. And, I'm sure we've noticed this in our LSB and in some committees. And so this would be a way to address that. Mm-hmm. It would give people of color and women and those who don't speak up often, it would give them more motivation to speak up, and it would give them more, it would kind of let them know that, like, we as a group, as an LSB, support them speaking up.
Uh-huh. Does anyone, we don't need a second on these motions, do we, Ted?
No, not the committee.
Okay, does anyone want to have a discussion about this?
PK to the stack.
Go ahead.
I just like to say it's a new day, it's a new dawn. We need to... figure out a way. I think what you're trying to do today, Bob, in this meeting, to be inclusive. But I think that until white people, and I don't mean this to hit somebody over the head, and men are those that are in the hierarchy of society, the programming of it, need to themselves take a back seat sometimes and not lead the discussion and not always have to have your say. If over and over again you find yourself trying to defend or otherwise have your say, then maybe you need to look at yourself as to how you can incorporate a sensitivity to the fact that there are minorities or otherwise marginalized people and support them not being marginalized. Then it doesn't matter who speaks if we are all aware of it. I think the motion is good because it starts us on a path to healing, because there are a lot of us who are people of color who feel like we have to say it 3 or 4 times in different meetings to be heard and acknowledged, and that this alone will not get us acknowledged. We can still, even if we go first, be dismissed. So it's about changing yourself rather than trying to change somebody else. Thank you.
Point of order, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry, but as a secretary, I need a point of order.
Okay, go ahead.
Adriana? Yes, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to say your name so you knew who I was talking to.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay. I will ask the members, everybody that presented a motion, if they could please send it in writing, because it's impossible to write meetings, be in the meeting and try to, I don't want to paraphrase what people are saying. If please, everybody that present an agenda, please can send that in writing to me. I will put it in the minute. Thank you.
That's, I think, a point well taken. I wanted to say something about this. May I have the floor? Do you have any ideas for how this would be implemented in a routine fashion in our meetings?
Yeah, well, it's something that has been around for a while, actually, and it's also something that more organizations are doing, you know, as we become more aware of, I don't know, of the way society works and how privilege works. And honestly, like, it's, you know, it might be something that it seems hard for someone to do that's, like, not trained in doing it. I mean, it doesn't really require training, but it's something that I myself have done a lot, so I would be willing to, like, be the first one to do it and explain better to people how to do that. But I guess it really would rely on the secretary to implement that. But so it basically would, you know, come down to a few things, which is women would usually will, and it's not always, you know, you there's also some like judgment involved, because some women do speak a lot, you know. So it would typically be like women would speak first, folks of color would speak first, black people should speak first, anyone who's trans, anyone who's gay should, you know, be up there as far as like when we take the order of the stack. Does that make sense? And again, like, you know, if someone who talks a lot, you know, falls into one or more of those categories, that still doesn't mean that they should be first. Like, we need to take that into consideration, you know. Or if a white guy that doesn't hardly say anything wants to be on stack, yeah, we should put him first because he doesn't speak a lot.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne Lark, go ahead.
Well, Wesley has. We haven't heard. Let me come after him.
Wesley, answer the floor.
No, I.
I'm confused. Did Wesley ask the floor?
I was on the stack, but I would like to
go ahead then, Wesley.
To my melanated brother, Dwayne Lark.
All right,
he's trying to adhere to V's suggestion already, but listen. As a man of color who certainly has been marginalized all of my life, I think what she's suggesting, certainly it works a lot better when you're in person and you can see who you're dealing with or what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
I think it is convoluted and it's going to be very frustrating to implement. And I think I take her suggestion very seriously and think it's worthwhile. But I think the best solution for our simple group is that if a woman of color, if a transgender, if a non-traditional, all these different, just kind of, I'm old, and that's just not where I am. But if you want preference, I think the easiest way to implement the body of what she's saying is that if you're one of those special groups that happen to be at non-Anglo male, and then Anglo-female, because we know there's one Anglo-female that takes up all the oxygen in the room. There's one Argentine and one African-American male that takes 60% of the oxygen in the room. We're in the room. We're talking about me, Adriana, and Teresa, and Bill. So with those exceptions, if a person wants to have preference, then ask the chair, may I have preference on the stack when you speak up? And I think that could solve a lot of this getting confused and convoluted process.
Yeah. Well,
if folks thought that was a better way. So progressive stack is something that's been like done. It's not a new thing. This is not like my idea. It's been done for a long time. But if y'all like the idea of doing the inverse of that and kind of asking people to be put on the front. But the thing that progressive stack addresses that Dwayne's idea doesn't address is like a lot of us are not used to speaking up and we're not used to asking to be put on the front, and so we won't. And so progressive stack kind of takes care of that, like it puts them on the front so they don't have to ask for it.
But Alex tried that, Mr. Chair, on Thursday night. And the reality
yes.
of it matter is that it didn't work that well, because those people who don't get heard, they don't want to say nothing. And when they do want to say something, A sensitive chair, as I just said, ask to be preferred on the stack, ask to be able to speak immediately. And if instead of passing a motion for a convoluted process that nobody knows how to implement, I think we have a progressive effort that can be made with respect to 20% of all the time is generally used by 80% of the people in a meeting. That's been the way for hundreds of years, and I've tested it with this over and over and over, and almost every group I'm in. 80% of the time spent talking is among 20 to 25% of the people. You're not going to get away from that, no matter how you try to get folks to want to talk. They just don't. That's just not their mode of operandi. That's
Susie,
not the nature of human beings.
I defer to Susie.
Yes.
May I say something? It's short. Perhaps this could be done as in the form of a resolution. It's just a thought to expand the discussion. Susie?
Would this is a point of information. Would any of this take care of the people that no one can hear, even though they're very loud, like myself?
What's your question?
I said, would this that Dee brought up or that Dwayne suggested, would that take care of people that people can't hear, even though, like myself, even though I'm very loud, people can't hear?
I mean, I think it would because I, like, you actually don't speak as much, nearly as much as a lot of the other members do. And, you know, if you're not being heard, even if it's because of technological difficulties, then, yeah, you should be, when you are able to be heard, you should be put further towards the front so that you can be heard.
But I'm not heard. That's the question. How do I become heard? Because even if I ask, they probably wouldn't hear me.
Yeah,
do you have the volume on your phone turned up? I mean, it could be something like that.
I noticed that in
the meeting the other night, that you weren't that loud.
I have a suggestion.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
When individuals hear her or anyone else who is not being heard by the chair, we should speak for them and say they're trying to be heard. 1, 2, 3, 4 of us. Sometimes we stay silent when we do hear that she's trying to speak, and we just wait until she's acknowledged. But we could help by simply saying, that person is trying to get your attention, Mr. Chair, Madam Chair.
Yeah, I
agree. Hold on, Bill just signed on. I'm sorry.
Yes,
please? Paula Miller, I just realized the time.
Paula Miller, okay, you're present. Thank you. Wesley, do you have something to say?
Yeah.
Shall we call Paula in on what we're talking about?
Oh, you don't have to start over. No, you don't have to start over.
Well, we don't need to start over, but Venetia, would you like to tell Paula what we're talking about? Venetia?
Sorry, who am I telling what we're talking about?
Paula Miller just came to the meeting.
Oh,
she hasn't.
Sure. Okay, I got you. So my motion was to implement Progressive Stack during the local station board. And Progressive Stack is basically like regular Stack, except people who don't speak a lot or people who are in, you know, quote-unquote marginalized groups, such as people of color or women, would be put at the front of the stack. So they would speak closer to the beginning than at the end. Does that make sense, or should I explain it better?
Oh, I pretty much understood you. You basically say that people that don't speak much, or the people that don't speak loud enough for people to understand them or hear them, you kind of want to move them to the front versus having them speak maybe later at the end. Is that what you're stating?
Yes, exactly. People who either don't speak a lot or are women, folks of color, yeah.
I think I would say it's sort of a form of affirmative action in a way, as we've known that from the past, you know.
Nancy, I would hope that it's something that KPFT can get on board with, you know, because we do try to be inclusive, and I think this is like a really good way to be inclusive. And it's not like, you know, it's not like people don't get to speak. It's not like white men just can't talk at all. And then, like I had mentioned before, if there happens to be a white man who doesn't speak a lot, you know, he should be moved closer to the front of the stack. So I hope it's something that everyone can get behind. Because certainly by no means, it doesn't mean that, you know, no one, that certain people don't get to speak. It just kind of gives the floor first to those who do not speak a lot and who are kind of socialized to not speak a lot.
Request information.
Again, like as Dwayne had mentioned, you know, people who do speak a lot, even if they are, you know, black or brown or whatever, yeah, they wouldn't be put on the front of the stack because they already are dominating the conversation.
So what shall we do with this?
Request
Nancy, would you? Nancy, go ahead.
Yeah, my request is, Denisha, please write a motion.
I just wrote up a simple motion and I sent it to everyone.
I have it.
Yes,
I have
short.
It. Oh,
I agree, but she has it. Anything else?
Yeah, I
want
to hear it
privilege.
So we can vote on it.
Go ahead, Wesley.
My point is, I've been on the stack, and so I guess I'm the last to speak now. I think with the rancor that is in this committee anyway, you know, we just had some people walk off at the first of the meeting so as not to, you know, make quorum, which we did. Anyway, the only way I can see how this would even work is if you just had a chair that was friendly toward it and awarded those you know, those privileges to those that don't speak much. However, you know, there's going to be people that's going to say, well, I may be old and white, but I got a game leg, you know.
Got a game leg.
Yeah, so anyway, if you're going to do this, you would have to make everybody in the committee maybe answer a questionnaire and rate on to, you know, give them certain points for being this or that. But I think,
I mean, it's not, I don't think it's,
I think it's got to be a chair's decision to do that. And I would be
can I
more
address
than welcome
that?
To you.
Go ahead, Venetia.
I don't think it would be something.
Thank you, Wesley.
I don't think it's something, it's really not that hard to do. I don't know. I mean, I can try and do it for this meeting if y'all want to see an example. It's really, really not that complicated. We all know each other on the board at least enough to know, like, very basic information about each other like that. And, again, a lot of it just comes down to who speaks a lot and who is already taking up a lot of the air, as Dwayne said earlier. So I think you're kind of thinking that it's going to be more complicated than it is. It's really, really not a complicated thing at all.
Nancy, go ahead.
Yeah, I move that we move that the KPSC Governance Committee moves that to implement progressive stack during KPSC local station board meetings and local station board committee meetings.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
I have a. I'm in agreement with that. Could I just add one little thing? And keep slipping my mind. Oh, this motion can be amended in the future after it's passed, right?
Yes, we can perfect it later.
Okay. Well, does anyone oppose to adopting this motion? Then it's passed. Thank you. Let me just say one thing before we move on to Ted and Paula. What we've been discussing tonight is we had a motion on teleconferencing, which we discussed some more about. It's not there's no affirmative results, but. You know, we're all concerned about the way that the telephone calls are going. And you just heard the bulk of the second motion, and Ted has four motions that he's going to bring up. Wesley mentioned something that I think should be reiterated, is that a whole group of people, after we all got on the phone, which was a bit late, and while I'm talking, I would like to say to those of you who got on late, myself included, that we really need to get on the phone right within the time that the meetings are supposed to start. And I, as I said, I'm guilty of that as well. But eight or ten people chose to bail on this meeting tonight. And the only reason, which is apparent, is that they hope to throw the meeting and cause the meeting not to happen. I think that's fair. I don't think that's very judgmental on my part. I think it's rather factual. All right, can we move on?
Nancy,
pardon me? Nancy?
Nancy has a request for information that we please not give motive to people, even when it may seem to some of us like it's obvious. I don't think it does any good.
All right, I withdraw my motives, but I will reiterate that there were about eight people who bailed from this meeting tonight.
Orders of the day.
Thank you. Can we move on to Ted now? Oh, one other thing. How long do we want this meeting to continue?
Well, that's probably not an agenda. You can have a five-hour meeting. But
no, sir. Does anyone have any concerns?
Yes.
Does anyone have any concerns?
Adriana,
I can answer.
Adriana, go ahead.
Yes, sir. This meeting was posted between 5 and 7 p.m.
I wasn't aware of that.
It was posted there. Well,
okay.
We're not aware. That's what I'm saying, because some of the people have other things, and we cannot keep going. That was posted 5 to 7.
So what does that mean? That we have to close the meeting at 7?
Exactly, sir.
Okay, we have 15 minutes then. Ted, thank you, Adriana. Go
would
ahead,
y'all
Ted.
Like me to do the progressive
Before
he
starts,
now,
Mr. Chair, I have a question that I'd like to ask the motioner.
You have a question on what? On motion number 2?
To the motion that we're about to consider.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I'll ask them to the chair, and of course you can direct the answer to the motion if you choose, but if these motions are already under and in consideration in the National Board Governance Committee, why are we considering them at the local level? Why wouldn't we wait until national action is taken?
That's interesting, in my opinion. Ted, would you like to have something to say about that?
Yes.
Or anyone else? Go ahead, Ted.
I agree, Dwayne.
None of these motions are before the National Governance Committee. By approving it at the local governance committee, if it gets considered by the National Governance Committee, it gives it impetus that body might go along with a recommendation from this committee and from the KPFT local station board. My hope is that we can get that impetus.
Forgive me, but I kind of lost you in the that. Are you talking about that the PNB would be a feather in our cap to the PNB if we had already discussed these things?
That's one way of putting it, and I would not disagree with that.
All right. Okay. Anyone else?
Could we hear the motion?
Yes.
Ted, can we take, before we start, can we take those one at a time, and I'll let you pick the one you want to put first?
Yes, number 3.
All right. Can you read it?
it was always my intention that these be taken separately. Number
That's
three.
Fine. Can you read number three, please?
Well, I will read the motion and then I will read what I've written to motivate it. The motion is that.
Ted, just remember we have 15 minutes, okay?
That please. The PNB, at the urging of the KPFT Governance Committee, form a committee to investigate the assertions, including racism, and if the evidence justifies it, that Bill Crozier be permanently removed from all positions within the Pacifica Foundation. What I will read to motivate it is, we've had turmoil here at KPFT since Bill Crozier bypassed the LSB when he was the IED and fired KPFT's first African-American GM, Obadike Kamau. He and I went to meditation, this is Crozier and I, and during that session, he told me that the reason he didn't follow the bylaws and consult with the LSB before doing what he legitimately could have done prior Dr. Kamau was because it would take too long. His grounds for the firing was the failure of Dr. Kamau to properly prepare for a fund drive. 6 months before that, Crozier took it upon himself to bring back the removed GM, Dwayne Bradley, to assist Dr. Kamau in the transition, including the fund drive. Crozier did this without getting the funds allocated by the LSB. What resulted was the expenditure of a large sum of money producing no positive results, and Bradley not assisting in the process of preparing for the fund drive. Additionally, there's the fact that Crozier brought the GM from KPFK to Houston, I think on Pacifica's dime. She came in and pitched a chocolate product of hers that produced no donations but a number of irate callers. So it is for those reasons that I would like to see a committee investigate these assertions, and if they determine by virtue of a trial that he be removed from this foundation, that they do so. That is what I am putting before the committee.
Okay. I have to say something here. We don't have 10 minutes left to discuss this because I forgot to look at the agenda or remember that we have to set the date of our next meeting. And do we want to wait a month or can we have a meeting in 2 weeks, like June 28th?
You are assuming that there's any discussion and maybe that people will approve
this. No, Ted, I'm not assuming anything. I just need to take time right in this moment to take care of the business.
I'm pretty sure the date is already set.
I don't think that's appropriate, Mr. Chair, because this is a motion. We're in the middle of discussing
all right.
The motion.
Okay, you're right.
I want a discussion about it. I want a discussion about
it. I'm pretty sure that the date is already set for the next meeting, so I think we're good.
Point of order,
okay.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
Okay, I would like to discuss it too, but it's not permitted according to the rules of engagement. If you should have done it before you allowed him to open up this.
I agree with that. Let's move on.
People don't have any discussion about it and just pass it. Now, may I have the... I wanted to get on the sack about it, and I want to speak for 30 seconds.
Go ahead.
30 seconds.
Go ahead.
I will agree to the motion. I know the substance of the motion is true, but I'm going to make a wild prediction that when it is up at the LSB, it's not going to pass. That's what I've got to say.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't mean we don't have to, we should limit ourselves here. Go ahead, Adriana.
You know,
Adriana.
I agree absolutely with the sentiment of that motion, but I believe that it's not appropriate for a bunch of reasons. First of all, because the bylaw said specifically how you conduct a trial on somebody. And it's the only way, according to our bylaws, that you can do that. I agree absolutely with your sentiments, and all of you know that it's more even than that, that that specific individual did against the foundation. It's enough to know that only his sneaking by law and lawsuit cost us, in that fiasco, cost us $102,000 just the election for the bylaw that they sneaking, that he sneaked into the foundation, and just election cost us that, without thinking about how much cost the lawyer, etc., that we are spending on that. I agree that this something should be done, but I believe that this is not a motion for this body. I believe that the LSB, if the member wants to present that motion to the LSB, we see if the LSB want to go ahead with the trial. But in the case of when they try to do it with you, Ted, even, the only thing that I always said, the law need to be even to everybody. Because if not, it's not a law. It's a mob lynching. We know that we don't have the votes to process him. We know that people keep believing whatever this guy said, even when he's lying totally. But it's worse than that. We need to apply the same law to everybody equally. Because if not, we are doing exactly what they are doing. You know, this is not fair. The only way is used by laws and present. The LSB should, if the delegate, Ted Weiser, wanted, he won't present that motion to the KPFT LSB. And the KPFT LSB will approve it or not, go ahead with the trial. Okay? I believe that this is totally out of order.
All right. Well, we've got...
Sorry, I agree with you. But
fine. Good. We've got less than 5 minutes to go. I would ask for some advice from the body. I also noticed on the agenda, I realize I'm jumping protocol here, but there's also a notation for the taking nominations for a permanent chair and secretary at this meeting. I suppose that could be deferred to the beginning of the next meeting, right?
Mr. Chair, can I talk about that?
It's very brief. We have only four minutes left.
We can do that online. We can send
online. Okay, good suggestion.
And we can do it online. Perfect.
Good suggestion.
Yeah, I have a motion.
A motion?
Yes,
we have 3 minutes.
Well, we can motion to extend for 15 minutes.
You want to make that motion?
It's so done.
Okay. Well, does everyone agree?
That's
15
fine.
Minutes?
And Paula Miller to the stack once we're complete with this, please.
Paula, what do you have to say?
Just a couple of things. One, I'm not on your email list because someone had to call and tell me that the meeting was going on, so that's why I was late. So
okay.
I'm not on the email list, so I didn't know of anything.
We'll get you on that list. Does anyone disagree with extending 15 minutes? No disagreement, then we'll go to 7:15. Paula? I think Mo may have been looking for you to notice you. Do you want to give me your email address? And somebody will have to do something to get you on that list.
Yeah,
can you
that's
email
fine.
Me? Just email me your...
I don't have anyone's email.
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Adriana.
I can give, if Ms. Paula Miller wants it, she can She knows my email, obviously, and she can send, right. I think that we have hers, but if she wants a different one, she can send it to the entire LFE, and we will ask that to be changed.
Let me ask Paula, do you get the LSB information, Paula?
Yes, I get the LSB information for the meetings, but I haven't been getting the agenda for that either. I get
okay.
the automated system that comes through to say it's a reminder for a meeting, but I don't get the agenda, so I'm not sure what's
right.
where the Paula
is. Just give me your email address.
It's Paula, my first name, Paula.
Yes,
Paula 2012.
Paula what?
Paula 2012.
Paula, who's talking?
Recording.
Who's talking?
Nancy.
Adriana, will you please?
Online instead of saying it out loud. I'm
Nancy, recording. Nancy, I am talking to Paula. Will you please be quiet?
Mr.
Paula,
Cash,
can you give me the rest
Paula.
Of your email address?
Mr. Cash, he's trying to help Miss Miller out by not putting her email address out in the world when this will be recorded in perpetuity. She's trying to protect.
I have no problems with it.
Well,
my email
make a suggestion then. So we can
I have
this.
No problem with it giving it out. You know, for the.
Okay.
All right.
Because, I mean, what I do, the nature of what I do, my email address is out there anyway because I have several businesses, so that's not a problem. So, but it is Paula2012@sbcglobal.net. Paula2012@sbcglobal.net.
We could adopt a resolution and perhaps cite that there were those who didn't attend the meeting tonight and adopt a resolution to that effect and have that to at least hand to the PNB.
What?
I'm done.
I'm sorry. What?
I don't think PNB would care, Mr. Chair. They
not
wouldn't
the
give us
PNB.
It doesn't matter.
What?
Does someone want the floor?
No, I didn't understand, Mr. Chair, what you were trying to say, because I don't know what you come up with.
Duane.
Does anyone understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair, may I speak?
I don't.
Duane, can you explain it to Adriana, please, and the rest of you?
Absolutely. The chair was suggesting that a resolution be sent to the PNB to point out that a number of members chose not to attend, even being on the call. And I pointed out to him that the PNB really wouldn't be interested in that. They wouldn't take any action on it, and most of them would think, why are you sending this to me? Because it is a
no, but
matter.
That's not and the only true. Thing that I meant by that.
Well, go ahead.
The thing that I meant by that was to flip that around and talk about Ted's motion, that we made a resolution on Ted's motion, and then as an adjunct to it, make note of the fact that suddenly a bunch of people didn't want to attend the meeting.
But I want you to remember this is a
point
subcommittee. This is a subcommittee of a subcommittee, and these things we do don't get to the PNB. Only if we take it to the LSB and it's passed does it get
oh,
to the
I got
PNB.
You. Okay. All right. Adriana, what do you have to say?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I will ask you, please, if you put yourself in the stack first, And before you do these kind of things, because like Mr. Lark told you, we work to the pleasure of the KPFT-LSB. As the KPFT-LSB is in a standing committee of the PNB. We don't communicate directly to the PNB. We communicate directly to our...
Okay,
KPFT-LSB.
Point well taken, Adriana. I got it from Duane. Anything else? Who wants to speak now?
He knows to jump every time and answer everybody, even when you are the chair. Did you get that?
What?
Did you get, too, that you don't have the option to answer and talk after everybody talks? I know that every chair tries to do that.
I'm trying to move the meeting along, Adriana. Does anyone else have to say something on Ted's motion?
Okay.
Mr. Chair. Point of order.
That
go ahead.
Because
I believe Ted's motion was passed by acclamation, if I'm not mistaken. Did you not ask? Were there any objections?
Yes, I objected.
I don't recall that I did.
Okay, go ahead so we can move it, please.
Are there any objections to Ted's motion?
Yes, I do.
I have a point of information.
Marianne?
I think that was Paula.
Oh, Paula, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Paula.
No, I didn't say anything. No, I'm just listening. I didn't say anything.
Robert,
I'm just listening.
Can somebody please
Susie?
Susie, yes.
Susie, go ahead.
I just want to see if you can reiterate exactly what we ended up saying that Ted's motion's gonna say, how it's gonna be worded. And is it gonna be presented to the LSB first?
Well, if you've gathered everything that's been said, whatever we do at this level today, tonight, right now, it's going to go to the LSB anyway. That's the bottom line on that.
That's what I got, but I was trying to see if I understood y'all. Thank you.
Okay. Any objections?
I on the stat.
Okay. Adriana, did you get to speak?
No, let the other one. I just speak too much.
You objected. Okay, we got that. Hey, PK?
Okay, part of this is a question, but since we have taken Bill Crow's trial and found him guilty of some of the things that are in Ted's motion, I don't know, like double jeopardy, but we can't do it again. It almost sounds like what we need to do is a vote of no confidence. And I don't know how that works. So even if there's anything in Robert's rules or
PK, let me stop you for a minute. Who has a radio or television on? Thank you. Go ahead, PK.
We've taken Bill to trial for exactly what Ted is talking about. And the PMB came back and set him free, so to speak, undid everything that we did. I don't know whether this amounts to what I would call a kind of double jeopardy, trying him again for the same thing. I think that maybe a resolution of vote of no confidence might be better in order, but I don't know how that would work, because I am not a Robert's Rules or bylaw.
Got it.
So,
I have an answer to that, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, first off, it's not Robert Rules of Order, PK. Robert Rules applies when a body does not have its own rules to articulate the particular item that's been questioned. We have articulated items. We have articulated rules regarding that. That's why we followed them. And as it relates to, since this is not a court and it's not the law, there's no double jeopardy involved. You can bring a person on trial 15 times on the same charge if you can make it stick. Here's the problem. We had a majority then and we don't now. So no motion, no resolution, no censure, nothing is going to work with respect to trying to address the systemic racism that Bill Crow just permeated on members of our community as well as members of the local and the national body. So to answer your question, we don't have a car to sit in with respect to holding Bill Crozier accountable. We do not have a majority as we did then. We did not have a two-thirds majority in order to remove him then. He did have a majority that supported him at the national level. That's why it was overturned. But we won't even get it out of Houston right now because we don't have enough members to hold him responsible. We don't have a majority on this local station board. So that's a non-starter.
Okay, well... Huh? Who's that? Nancy, go ahead.
There have been some more crimes
that we did not.
Nancy, could you stop for just a second? PK?
Yes.
When I asked you to stop a while ago, that noise quit. And when you started talking again, the noise came back. I don't know where the noise is coming from, but it's affecting our meeting.
Everybody should mute.
Does anyone know where the noise is coming from?
Yeah, hey, it's not me.
I don't know. I'm just citing things that I noticed.
Someone muted, so you can go forward now. If everybody mute who's not talking, that will solve the problem.
Go ahead. Who has the floor?
Nancy,
go ahead, Nancy.
There are things that we did not bring up in his first trial. That was in December of 2017, where we found him guilty and sanctioned him for only 3 months of not being able to vote, which was really light, I thought. But anyway, that's the past. But in that trial, we did not specify all those frivolous lawsuits frivolous, that he did against Pacifica, and all the money, all the donations that were used to pay for those lawsuits that he's responsible for. This new board, most of the members don't know a lot about him. So I think Ted's idea is, of course, a correct one. It has a lot of evidence, but it's not all lined up. You know, it's not all documented in a form where these new board members could be able to read it. And we don't have the votes, that's for sure. But even you don't have the votes, the truth, you know, needs to be reported when it's this so terrible a truth. I mean, you know, that's not a good reason to give up and not document things just because we don't have the votes. I'm finished.
Point of information.
Go ahead, Wesley.
Isn't this motion to start a committee to delve into the practices and make a case to bring to the national board?
Ted, for the
depth of it.
Ted, for the stack.
Go ahead, Ted.
Well, my question is.
Yes, I'm answer. I will. The answer is absolutely correct. And earlier we were told we should not predict anything. I think we need to make it clear to the Pacifica community, if not to the majority of the local board, that these things did happen and many more. By forming a committee, we would go far beyond what I enunciated here that I think Nancy began to address just a moment ago. But I think we have to expose those people who are sycophants of Bill Crozier and do it by going forward. And lastly, I, as a member of the local station board, can present this as a motion, and I will. So whether it gets the endorsement of this committee or not, I am going to bring it forward. So if you're concerned about wasting time by perhaps losing a vote, well, I'm going to bring it up. So
okay.
I would prefer
all
to
right,
do it with
seven. It should have been done in the first place.
It's 7:12 now. Let me propose that that we agree or disagree to pass the motion. And I think those last points were well taken, in my opinion. And who knows? Maybe at least we have it. So that's I guess I took the floor just then. That's my opinion. Can we vote on the motion?
Nancy wants to say what? Something before we take this vote.
We have two minutes.
If we decide yes, it has to be passed by the LSB to initiate the start of investigation and summarizing and calling witnesses, all that has to be agreed to by the LSB, and I don't think we have the votes to get it passed.
Nancy, we've heard about all that already. I think right now what we're talking about is something coming out of governance committee where we agree or we disagree, period. We have 2 minutes.
Well, I think we ought to be clear on what we're voting on, Mr. Chair. Can I point something out?
Adriana has the floor.
What I want is somebody
reading. You've got 1 minute. Does anyone want to make a motion to extend?
Motion to extend 10 minutes.
Chair, I don't have any more time for this. We already passed 15 minutes. We cannot keep longer in on this. I have other obligation, and I think that a lot of people do. My question
is, 10 minutes. Does anyone object?
Can we read the motion that we are voting on?
We don't have to read the whole motion.
We don't have time.
I asked to extend for 10 minutes, Mr. Chair.
Yeah. Does anyone object to 10 minutes? All right. 10 more minutes. Go ahead, Adriana. Are you done, Adriana?
Can we read the motion that we are trying to vote on?
Same thing I was asking to do.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, we don't need to read the whole motion.
We've heard the motion before.
We just need to read. That was the preamble, all the rest of the stuff he was reading. The motion is really to the PNB, is what I'm trying to point out. It states that the PNB, please put this on the agenda, is what he states. Then he goes to say that's where the motion starts. That the PNB, not the LSB, the PNB, at the urging of the governance committee, which should be KPFT LSB governance committee, form a committee to investigate these accusations or assertions, rather, including racism, and if the evidence justifies it, that Bill Crozier be permanently removed from all positions within the Pacifica Foundation. That's the motion.
All we're saying by this vote on the governance committee is, do we concur or do we not?
And it will go to the LSC to get turned down.
That's fine, but I think we can take a vote right now here, and at least we have documentation that governance committee took a vote on.
Agreed.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, that's why what he's trying to point out, and the motion that we are voting said that we can send it to the PNB. We cannot. That is what I'm saying. That is what we are trying to explain. That's why I said if we don't read that motion, we don't know what are we voting on.
Ted, are we voting on?
May I speak, Mr. Chair?
Go ahead, Ted. Is Adriana correct or incorrect?
She's incorrect. What this motion says is what we all understand. We know that committees cannot bypass the board. It is my intent, and as long as the motion's understood, my intent is to take it from this committee to the LSB. That is what I intend, and the fine-tuning of this is something that can happen. I think everyone is clear.
Mr. Chair.
I agree with her. He's not correct.
I'm trying to make it clear now. It is my intent to get this
Mr. Chair.
Not what he asked you.
Look, I want Ted to finish. He's almost finished. Let him finish, please.
I was finished.
Okay, what do you have to say, Adriana?
I asked for the motion. I know what they said. I'm not stupid. I want the motion be read as the motion that we are voting on. And the motion that cannot tell me, somebody cannot tell me, but you understand. No, I want the motion the way that we are voting, yes or no.
All right.
We need a motion, exactly.
Okay.
The motion. Know what people think about the motion.
Fine. Point well taken. Ted, can you read the motion, please?
Yes, I'm going to amend what was sent to the body.
No amendment.
No.
I don't know what you're talking about now, Ted.
Mr. Chair, I read you the motion. I read the whole committee the motion. Why are you having it done again? It's only four lines that I just read.
I'm having it done again because it's Ted's motion. Thank you, Dwayne. I appreciate
the fact
that
he don't get to change it. He doesn't get to change it. You have to read.
Well, I don't know what he's talking about when he starts sticking words like amendment in there. I really don't know what he's saying.
Dwayne, why don't you read it? You did a fine job the last time. You want to do it again, please?
Again, for redundancy.
Hold it right now. Hold it. Is this acceptable to you, Adriana, that Dwayne read the motion?
The motion, exactly the motion that we will vote on.
Yes, ma'am.
And Dwayne can read it. And hold it, please. And it can come from Dwayne and not Ted?
Oh, my God.
I want the motion. That's why a secretary.
Will you please answer me, Adriana? Can Dwayne read it or you want Ted to read it?
I'm trying, sir. What I'm saying, I'm the secretary. I need to put the motion that we are voting in. I want the word.
I understand. I understand all that, Adriana. Will you please just tell me, is it okay that Dwayne reads it?
Whoever, if everybody agrees that that's
all right,
the
Dwayne,
motion,
please read the motion. Dwayne, please read the motion now.
Okay. Adriana, hold on. I just resent you the email that Ted sent to all of us on June 14th. So I understand you to say you want to have the motion in front of you as it is written. And I sent it to you 1 minute ago. I resent it to everyone, probably with the exception of Paula, because she's not on this email list. But you also be able to look at the body of it is 1, 2, 3, 4 motions all lined up. And we're referring to number 3. And under number 3, it starts, we have had turmoil here at KPF. That's the preamble to his motion. That is not his motion. I'm not going to read that. His motion starts in the last 2 sentences. Actually, the last sentence. It's a very long sentence, but it's the last sentence of number 3. And it reads that the PNB, at the urging of the governance committee, he isn't specific about the KPF-TLSB governance committee or the PNB governance committee, I guess, form a committee to investigate these assertions, which are above, including racism, and if the evidence justifies it, that Bill Crozier be permanently removed from all positions within the Pacifica Foundation. Ladies and gentlemen, that one line is what you're voting on as a motion right now.
Okay, thank you. May I start the voting?
Is everybody happy now? Do we have a vote on the motion? Does anyone object?
Yeah, Nancy objects. This is out of
order. Oh, my God, Nancy.
Yeah, it is.
Adriana, too.
We cannot tell the PNB to...
You can urge the PNB. That's not even a question. You can urge the PNB to do this, but the question is, do you want to have the discussion of this at the LSB? That's the question. You pass it here, it goes to the LSB meeting, and we'll discuss it again, and you can vote it down then.
Yeah. We have 3 minutes left.
Can you please, Ted, put in front of governance, the KPFD Governance Committee?
Yeah, that's
just
cosmetic. You should be able to do that.
Yeah, that should be there.
Yeah,
all right. Okay, the motion passes.
No, I object to the motion.
Oh, you objected too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have what, 2 minutes?
You got to take a vote, yeah. You got to take a vote.
You can take a vote even if it goes over time because we're
all right.
In the middle of a vote.
Okay, then. Secretary, will you please?
Wayne Lark.
Yes.
Wayne Lark vote yes. Rita Washington.
Hmm.
Rita?
You can pass.
Okay. Ted Weisgut?
Yes.
What? Some people answer, please. Ted Weisgut, how do you vote?
Weisgut votes yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Nancy Saivara Naritomi.
No.
Nancy votes no. Wesley Bethune.
Yes.
Wesley Bethune votes yes. Marianne Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
Abstain.
Marianne Martinez abstain. Vinicia Patelada.
Vinicia.
How do you vote? Nancy, don't help me. Vinicia, how do you, yeah. Do you vote? I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Yes? Vinicia Patel Adam votes yes. Philip Picone. Philip, how do you vote? I didn't hear him. Mike Lewis.
No.
Mike Lewis votes no. Susie Moreno.
No.
Lucy Moreno vote no. PK.
Okay.
PK, how do you vote?
Does anybody have my vote muted?
PK, can you, are you on the call or are you muted? Okay.
I think I might have been muted.
Okay.
She muted herself a while ago.
I'm sorry. Thank you for the help. Ms. Paula Miller, how do you vote?
Yes.
Paula Miller, vote yes. Okay. Adriana Casney, vote no. Bob Gardner, how do you vote? Oh, let me go. Rita Washington. Rita, did you vote?
I think she had enough. She's done.
Okay. PK? PK, you are not on the call either. Philip Picone?
Okay, I'm voting yes on this.
You're voting yes. Philip voted yes. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses. We have 5 no's, 1 abstention till now. Bob, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Bob Garner votes yes. We have 7 yes, 5 no's, and 1 abstention. And we have 2 people that didn't vote.
If they had stayed on the call, they would have avoided it.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
You can announce that the motion passes.
All right. The motion, Ted's motion passed, number 3.
Yes.
Okay. Number 3 motion passed.
I ask.
And that, and may I just add that that's with the proviso of what Nancy Saibara said, that should be stuck on the front end of that.
Right.
No, sir. We ask for the motion to be read how we were voting exactly the motion as we received it.
Adriana, yes.
Point
of order, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
What Adriana is saying is absolutely correct. Now, if Ted make that tweak, then this came out of committee and it will be automatically placed on the agenda. But if he makes that tweak, he changes the motion, then we're going to have to spend 20 or 30 minutes arguing with them whether to put it on the agenda.
All right. Well, then I withdraw my statement.
Except, sir, if you don't mind, we already passed the minutes that we approved to keep going.
All right. Well, then this meeting's adjourned.
We can do it by email. We can do it by email.
Okay.
Well, we've already discussed that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Well.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone. Stay safe.